Ralphie Radio Show. It is time to recap the week that was, a.k.a. talk about a whole lot of Kim Kardashian drama with Life and Style Weekly and events editor Juliet Eason. Life and Style Weekly has been breaking a ton of stories on the divorce of Kim Kardashian and Chris Humphries. Juliet, what is the latest?
I mean, I still feel like the country is in shock about this.
Oh,
absolutely. I don't know about you.
Absolutely. Dana Carvey was on my show Monday. He was even in shock about it. He was joking, of course, but...
Salman Rushdie's been tweeting about it. We've got everybody from authors to philosophers to, you know, major Hollywood figures. Everybody's weighing in on what's going on. So she is now back in the States. She touched down in L.A. just a few hours ago, and she's not looking her best, as you can imagine, even though it was her decision to end the marriage. They did love each other, even if it were only for 72 days. I think she's going through a bit of a rough patch right now.
Juliet, here's a question that I posed on my show last night, and I love your response to this. Do you think Kim is more upset over the divorce, or do you think Kim is more upset over the backlash from the divorce?
I definitely think it's the latter. Yep. I think she wasn't necessarily expecting public opinion to be so harsh, and obviously she's a big Twitter person and Facebook, and she's very much in touch with her fans, so I'm sure she's seeing what everyone is tweeting about her. I do think we're going to see more of what went down with their relationship in the new season of Kim & Co. in New York.
Right. That absolutely. I'm sure it will be ratings gold for E! As well. Chris Humphries, of course, obviously heartbroken as well. And Life and Style Weekly has caught him out and about, right?
We have. He's back in Minnesota. And as, you know, Life and Style reported and other outlets said, this really was a shock to him. He had no idea that this is the direction it was headed in. So I do feel kind of bad for him. But I think we're going to see a nastier side of him on the new season of the show. And that's primarily the reason why Kim didn't want to be with him anymore.
And again, of course, because cameras were rolling, we'll get to see it all unfold firsthand. You can read about this story and many more. And, of course, Life and Style Weekly will be breaking stories, I'm sure, as this whole saga continues to unfold with Kim Kardashian on the latest editions of Life and Style Weekly. Events editor Juliet Eason, who is engaged now, by the way. Congratulations, Juliet. I hope you're not having second thoughts now after having to report about all this, right?
If anything, I'm much more confident in getting married.
Good. That is good. We like to hear that. Excellent. Well, congratulations again to you, and thanks for the 411.
Thank you.